You're listening to Hartford University's student radio station, The Buzz. I'm Jackie, and today I have professional career coach Tom Brennan in the studio with me. He's going to give us some advice about creating CVs and preparing for interviews so that our listeners out there can land their dream job. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thanks for having me, Jackie.
So, let's start with the CV. What is the biggest mistake that job seekers make when submitting CVs to prospective employers?
Well, there are a lot of little tricks, but what many people do is make one CV and then send it to every job they're interested in. I think it's okay to have a master copy of your CV, but it's imperative that you adjust that CV to every single job you apply for. You need to realize that in this job market, employers often see dozens and dozens of CVs. Your CV has to pop out. You want that potential employer to quickly glance over your CV and think, "This person might be exactly what we're looking for. Let's bring him or her in and see."
What specific things can someone change on their CV to better their chances for an interview?
What a lot of people do is overlook the specific skills they've learned at previous jobs. Initially, some people might think that if you have previous experience working at H&M, for example, that it's not relevant when applying for an administrative job. But you have to be inventive and think, "Well, I actually learned a lot of customer service skills there, and I had to be very organized with the cash register and the paperwork." The point of your CV is to highlight specific and relevant skills that you can apply to your new job.
What about the interview? What can you do to prepare?
If you're lucky enough to be called in for an interview, be prepared. You need to do research about the company online and learn as much as you can before the interview. This shows the interviewer that you are hardworking and that you're really interested in the position. If you walk into the interview and are asking questions about opening hours, for example, that doesn't come across very well.
What about your appearance?
Appearance is very important when applying for a job. Employers want employees that look professional, but be careful. You want to also come across as confident and comfortable. You should try to be as relaxed as possible at the interview. Another important strategy is to anticipate the questions you will be asked so that you can brainstorm different responses that you might want to give.
Well, thanks for coming in, Tom. I'm sure many graduating students are very grateful to you for your advice.
No problem at all. Thanks for having me.